From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. $55,000 bail for a woman arrested in Eureka Thursday for vandalism at a business on the 400 block of 2nd Street. The person who called said a woman had just thrown an item through the window of the business. A short time later, a second report of vandalism coming from a business on the 700 block of 5th Street, where a woman had reportedly broken a window with a pole. Police say the description of the suspect in each incident closely matched the other. They tracked down and arrested 35-year-old Amber Adams. She was charged with felony vandalism and resisting arrest. Early this morning, police spotted two people they recognized as having active warrants out for their arrests. They stopped 27-year-old Terrell Brannon and 29-year-old Christina Diaz, both of Eureka, walking into the CVS at 600 F Street in Arcata. During the investigation, the subjects were found to be in possession of a stolen vehicle out of Arcata, located in the parking lot of the store. The stolen vehicle had two stolen license plates attached, which were taken from a vehicle in Eureka. Diaz is on probation for burglary and other offenses, Brannon on county probation for domestic violence. They were both booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. A 24-year-old Chico man in court facing a preliminary hearing for allegedly murdering a southern Humboldt couple over stolen marijuana. Police say Ulysses Rodriguez is accused of shooting Jeremy Cummel and his girlfriend Tiffany Elbrecht to death, then burning their bodies in their vehicle at a marijuana grow site in the China Creek area. Reportedly, Rodriguez was in charge of the grow site, and the victims lived in a trailer on the property and worked for Rodriguez. Humboldt State's 20th annual Campus and Community Dialogue on Race starting October 27th, a week-long series of programs on racial justice and its intersections with oppression and resistance. The program started in 1998. Over the years, the school's committed to creating safe spaces for the dialogue, providing an opportunity for students, faculty, staff, and the community to experience workshops and keynote speakers. The speaker this year, Denise Froman, an award-winning poet, educator, and performer. The city of Arcata says the All Seasons Orchestra will celebrate the autumn season with a Halloween-themed party and concert. Festivities will include an evening of scary music, and guests are encouraged to bring a carved or decorated pumpkin to enter the orchestra's jack-o'-lantern contest. The All Seasons Orchestra's Halloween concert happens on Sunday, October 28th, 5 p.m., the D Street Neighborhood Center at 1301 D Street. It's free and open to the public. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.